Hey, we got a special guest joining us in studio here on the Outdoor Show. Co-chair for the Teal Lake Fishing Derby coming up this Saturday, and Joe Hansen from the South Shore Fishing Association. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Adam. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here too, man. I got a lot to talk to you about. Obviously, want to get into the Fishing Derby details, talk a little membership and volunteers for the South Shore Fishing Association, and a fishing report for Teal Lake. But I'm not going to lie, you told me something off the air that I want to lead with, which is you ended up, what, the last 3 days on Little Bay to Knock? Is that right?
Yeah, I had a buddy come into town, and we wanted to get away and do a little bit of fishing. So we headed down to Little Bay to Knock for the last few days and ended up actually spending the night out there one night and hit a couple morning night bites. So we spent a lot of time on the water, had some success.
So, hang on. You stayed overnight on Little Bay to Knock in what?
Well, my buddy brought his pop-up shelter out, and we hauled some cots out. And
dude, that's hardcore.
Well, I wouldn't say we're hardcore, but it was definitely an experience. Well,
why wouldn't you say? I mean, how many people spend the night in a pop-up tent on the ice?
People that are a lot smarter than myself, Adam. But it was fun. It was worth doing. It was an adventure. Yeah, you know, Adam, it's not like we were exactly roughing it out there. You know, we had battery chargers and whatnot, and we ended up watching the UFC fights on our phone till about 1 in the morning, so at least that kept us occupied since we weren't catching many fish in the middle of the night.
So I heard Sunday was banging.
Yeah, actually, the fishing Sunday was really, really good. I would say we probably caught between 60 and 70 fish.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of undersized fish. But we did manage some nice eater walleyes and a bunch of eater perch.
Excellent.
So a lot of undersized fish, so the future looks very promising down there.
Well, I don't want to spend too much time on Little Bay to Knock, obviously, but it's good to get that tip. Now, I did hear that it slowed down quite a bit yesterday and today.
Yeah, between yesterday and today, the fishing did slow down quite a bit.
It'll cycle.
We still got fish, but it wasn't anything compared to what Sunday was.
Well, I'm sure, you know, it's like anything. It runs with the cycles, barometric pressure, weather, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's big weather changes, barometric pressure changes. There's a lot of factors out there in the last few days.
Well, I appreciate the little tip on that, and that sounds pretty hardcore to me. I don't care if you're watching UFC or not. You spent the night on the damn ice, man, and it wasn't in a sleeper shack. It was a tent. So we're talking with Joe Hansen, co-chair of the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. This Saturday, South Shore Fishing Association will have the trailer there. Tell us about the tournament, categories, entry, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So the tournament, like you said, is going to be January 30th. 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. is going to be the fishing time. Registration is going to take place from 6:30 a.m. till 10 a.m. at the Teal Lake Boat Launch. And we're actually also going to have a pre-registration available between 4 and 6 p.m. on Friday night at the boat launch. With COVID precautions, you know, we figure this is a good way to try to get everybody spread out. And we're going to do the best we can to keep all the interaction limited. So you're going to have two different options for registering. And then this year, Fox Motors, UP, the different stores, they stepped up and they donated a Fraybill Ice Shack that we are going to be giving away as part of your registration.
Oh, yeah. Corey talked about that last week. That thing's badass.
Yeah, no, they really hooked us up there on that one this year. So we really appreciate their help and their sponsorship for this event. It draws a big crowd for us. So we appreciate that.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the categories themselves.
All right, yeah, so all the anglers this weekend, they're going to be targeting walleye, perch, and pike. So we're going to pay first through third for each walleye, perch, and pike. It's going to be $150, $100, and then $50 respectively. And then the children, we're going to also do the top three for each division. And then we're going to have a little prize package put together for them again this year. And then we're also going to have the team event's going to be back this year. It's going to be $20 for the team event, and that is going to be your two largest walleye.
Well, I know I posted the flyer for the tournament on my Facebook page, Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show, but where else can they go if they want to find out more or get more information, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have everything posted on our Facebook page, South Shore Fishing, and then also southshorefishing.com. Any information you want is going to be there along with contact information to get a hold of us. I know I've had a couple people reach out to me with questions, so feel free to get a hold of us and let us know if you have any questions, and we'll see what we can do to help.
Joe, I'd like to stick around with you here and continue in our next outdoor report, talk a little bit more about the tournament details, and get into a Teal Lake fishing report.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it.
Joe Hansen, co-chair of the Teal Lake Fishing Derby for the South Shore Fishing Association. It's this Saturday, and if you stick around, we're going to tell you what's going on Teal Lake later this hour on The Outdoor Show.